Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Monday, September 20th, day 22 of the Ida recovery. It's going to be hot today and rainy. Highs of 88, 90 tomorrow. Then, first day of fall is Friday. The autumnal equinox is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon-ish. But then, that night, you're talking about lows 58, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, North Shore 66, South Shore, and then highs on Thursday only 78. And then the same thing for Friday. And then Saturday starts off a little bit cool, goes up to 82 and 84. On Sunday. So at least we're getting into the part of September and nearing October where we won't have to deal with the 90s again, or at least let's hope not. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Morning, doctor. How are you?
Hey, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, so much of the COVID thing and the vaccine, there have been so many different stories, conflicting information, politics involved in this. Did President Biden get out a little bit ahead of his skis when he was talking about booster shots? And walk everybody through that, if you will, doctor, for the people that don't quite understand why they said boosters, now they're saying no boosters, and who said boosters, and now who said no boosters, etc.
Well, there was a push to talk about boosters for everyone 16 years of age or older who had already been fully vaccinated. That was the talking points for the last 3-4 weeks. As I think many people know, on Friday, a scientific advisory panel to the FDA actually recommended authorizing a booster shot for recipients of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, but not for everyone. Not for everyone 16 years of age or older, but only for those who are 65 years of age or older, or who are at high risk of severe COVID-19 infection. And they also recommended as well that healthcare workers, emergency responders, and others at risk for infection should also be eligible for these boosters. So that's the recommendation. The FDA will decide based on this advisory group's recommendation about whether to approve it for those indications. And then it will go to the CDC, where a final decision will be made by the Advisory Council on Immunization Practices and ultimately by the head of the CDC. So, yes, boosters appear to be recommended, at least by this advisory panel that the FDA typically follows. And again, I think we will be hearing more about boosters, but not for everyone, at least not initially. Now, having said that, the reality is that most of the people who will be receiving these boosters would be people who got their shots in the earliest stages of the vaccine campaign in the United States when the vaccine was initially emergency use authorized. So the reality is that most of those early recipients will be part of these booster doses that are likely to be recommended this week.
So is it more about what is available for whom, or the availability or the ability to get them vaccinated, or is it about efficacy of the vaccine?
Yeah, the data seems to suggest that the vaccine immune response wanes after 6+ months. And those who are most at risk for severe complications are those for whom the booster was recommended by the advisory group on Friday. Part of this may be due to the fact that the Delta variant is much more transmissible, but the reality is that the vaccines do wane in their efficacy after months and months, and that the booster, much like is the case with other vaccines that we routinely administer, is needed to increase that immunity and prevent infections, much less hospitalizations and deaths. And even though the immunity is waning after 6 months, the vaccines are still effective at preventing hospitalizations and deaths. But the boost, again, initially will be for those people who are most at risk for severe complications or for those who are at risk of infection by occupational ventures.
What makes 65 the magic number there?
Nothing specifically, except that the data provided seem to indicate that as a threshold. I think you've heard in some cases 60 is another age that seems to be also significant for increased risk for complications. No doubt the increasing number of years increases your risk for more severe complications.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll pick it up here if you have any questions or comments. I also want to talk about mosquitoes and what kind of issues we could be facing there, because that they carry infectious diseases as well. Dr. Fred Lopez, our friend, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Back in a flash right now, it is time for WWL traffic. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, day 22 of the recovery after Ida, Monday, September 20th. We're talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, and our friend throughout all of this. So, Dr. Fred, in terms of, you know, the phrase follow the science right now is saying the only people that need boosters are those that are 65 and over, and is that X amount of time after they've gotten their first two shots? Walk us through that, if you would.
Yeah, so the recommendations are that the booster shots be given at least 6 months after the final second dose of the vaccine series that was begun if you received the Pfizer. This right now is very specific for the Pfizer vaccine. So if it's been more than 6 months since your second dose of the Pfizer vaccine and you are 65 years of age or older, or you are at high risk of severe COVID-19, chronic medical conditions, for example, that we know increase the risk for severity of illness, and or if you are a healthcare worker or emergency responder who's at risk for infection, those are the individuals and cohorts for whom the vaccine booster is now recommended. Now, this is based on a scientific advisory panel to the FDA who makes the recommendations to the FDA, who this week will decide whether they're going to accept those recommendations. And then again, they will be forwarded to the CDC for further evaluation and final recommendations. So yes, boosters 65 years of age or older, or those who are at high risk for severe COVID complications, or those who are at increased risk for getting infection because of their occupation. Those are the recommendations by the advisory panel made on Friday.
Let me address this text, if I can. I hesitate getting the vaccine booster for fear that I'll be ineligible for a future improved vaccine which treats COVID variants. Are those in the works from Pfizer, Moderna, or others? I received the second Pfizer vaccine in February. I'm 71, but fit and healthy.
So this is an individual who, you know, again, would be more than the time allocated since the second dose for receipt of a of this booster dose recommendation. Again, we know that the immunity against COVID-19 infection wanes after 6+ months. And so these boosters will boost the immune response to levels that were seen, you know, within a couple of weeks after the second dose, thereby increasing the likelihood that you won't get infected and also decreasing the likelihood that you would end up getting hospitalized or even suffer more severe complications from COVID-19. So this is a boost in the immunity, much like booster vaccines that we have for other illnesses that require these booster doses. So that's the way I would look at these booster doses. It's the fact that our immunity to the vaccines declines over time, and these booster doses will augment responses to something more similar to what you had after the second dose.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time. I really do. And just dump out any water containers because we don't need more mosquitoes breeding than we have already.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine, Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Dr. Fred Lopez. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Plaquemines Parish President Kirk Lapine, get an update on what's going on in Plaquemines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.